elevate us. Mam Shmei HaShemayim. I'm in Har Sinai, Koilus, Ubrokin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the Bnei Yisrael, because I'll say that Shemayim was opened up, they were able to see everything that was going up there. So opening your name, the halachas that follow are mamish elevating and awe-inspiring, and you find the exact opposite. It goes to Parshas Mishpatim. The regular daily routine halachas, the halachas of halvah, the halachas of pikadon, the halachas of momen hamazik, and so on. So what is the pshat? Like, why did the Torah not go straight into the union of building a Beis HaMikdash, Zeshar HaShemayim, the opening to Shemayim? Why does it first go to the Mishpat? So one of the Svarim brings down, we learned in Pirkei Avos, Shimon HaTzadik Hoya Mishiyori Knesses HaGdayla. Hu Hoya Oymer Al Shloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Oymei, Al HaTayra V'Yal HaAvayda V'Al Gmilas Chasodim. Now, at the end of the first parak of Pirkei Avos, it says, "Shimon Gamliel Oymer, Al Shloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Kayim, Al Hadin, Al Emes, Al Hashalom." So, it sounds like there's a stira here between the two Mishnayos. Shimon Gamliel Schoilik on Shimon Hatzadik that came from a different kufa than he was the pshat. So, Rabbi Nina's Masber in the beginning of Avos, that it's not a stira at all. Al Shloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Ha'olam is the tachlis of the world is for the three pillars, Al HaTorah, Al HaVodah, Al Gmilas Chasodim. That's the tachlis, the goal, the ultimate goal of the Bria. But the world has to be sustained first. There has to be a physical world that's Kayim to sustain it, to keep it going so that we can reach those levels. And that, what basically keeps the world going is Din, that's law and order. If you don't have law and order, then there's hafkeiros, there's anarchy, and there's no seder hadvarim. Emes, there has to be truth. People have to be truthful with each other, or else there's no kiyum and shalom. So it's two different things. The ultimate goal is Torah avoiding milas chasadim. But to keep the world going, lechitchila, to have that base, to be able to be oila, to hire madregas, you have to have din emes and shalom. And that's what the Mishpatim are over here. The Mishpatim are speaking about the din and the emes, and that keeps shalom between the brias. That is really the yesod aleph. And then afterwards comes Parshas Truma, that deals with the Beis HaMikdash, that deals with Avoda, that deals with a higher relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we still have to understand, if we're already dealing with the Mishpatim, so deal with the regular Mishpatim, Halva, Pikadayim, Dinei Hezek. Why does it start with the Parsha of Eved Ivri, which is not so Shchiach, someone stole, and he was sold by Bezdin? Why does it begin with that? So I saw a beautiful pshat in the Sefer Eitzrei Secha Amale. He says the following. At the end of last week's Parsha, it says the Parsha of building a Mizbeach. And it says over there, V'loi sal b'malei sal mizbechi, asher lo yisigole ervoscho. You should not walk up to the Mizbeach with steps, because a person spreads his legs when he goes up, and that's not derech eretz. Asher lo yisigole ervoscho, even though Rashi says they had mechnasayim, so there was no gili erva, but still, it's not such a tzniyazdik position, and therefore it's not so bekovedik for the stones of the Mizbeach. So Rashi over there says, V'halei dvarim kal v'chaymru. Madach for stones. You see that the Torah's chas on the covered of stones. It's a kal v'chaymru, a ben adam, that has kpedus, and he has seichel, and he has feelings. Kal v'chaymru, you have to be makpan on his covered. So some chazisel of Kelm asks the question, what's the kal v'chaymru? The reason why you have to be mechaber the stones is not because they're stones, it's because these are, it's a chelik of the mizbeach, it's klei shoreis, it's a dorosh b'kedusha, so you have to be mechaber. But what's the raya to a regular person, a baser of adam? What's the raya that him you have to accord that same covet? Zokr simcha zisel shma mino, that if Chazal made this kal v'chaymer, they considered a yid a human mizbeach. A yid is a klei shoreis. A yid as an neshama within himself, a chelik alayk animal, a yid has potential to be mekadosh em shemayim in so many different ways, to be oven Hashem, so yid has a din of a klei sharis. And Rav Simcha Sisal goes on to say, and that's why it's nismuch to the parasha of Eved Ivri in this week's parasha. A person has to realize who he is. He has to realize his godless hanefesh. He has to realize how poshav he is in the eyes of Hashem. And then he's going to think twice before he does something that's not becoming of it. He's going to make a chesed. Is this becoming of a klei sharis in the Beis HaMikdash? Is this lufi erki of being an eved Hashem to be mekadosh em shamayim? Because if a person does not live with such a chesed, then he's old to sink to becoming an eved ivri. That's why it's nismuk to eved ivri. Me'idach gisa is the other side of the coin, how we have to treat a yid. Why do we start with an eved ivri? Because you would think, he stole, so no, why care about him? Nay, even if he stole, see, he's a mizbeach that at the moment is not functioning in the ultimate madrega of kedusha. But we have to treat him with his potential, with the way the Torah is marshaling as a klisharis. We have to give him that covet. We have to build him up. We have to be able to put him back on his feet. That's the special mitzvah that was given of Eved Ivri, and that's why we begin with Eved Ivri. Pasuk says, Sheishon im Yavoy, uvashvi yete lachom shichinam, v'mamer yoymer ha'ever ha'afti es ha'doini es ishti es bonay lo yetzei chavshi. So his master, v'gisha ha'doinam el ha'lehim, v'gisha ha'delos ha'el ha'mezuzah, v'rotza ha'doinam es ozmei ba'marzeya, v'avodoy li'oymer. Zok Rashi. Maro oizin li hirotza mikol shari vorm shivikuf. Why is it the ear that gets pierced more than any of the avarim? Oizin zoi sheshama al har sinai li signai. This ear that heard on har sinai li signai. Pashin is not used to li signai of the aseris adibris. Vahoach vikona, hirotza, it gets pierced. And if it's a moicharatzma that didn't get sold machmas gneva, Oizen sheshomal har sinai kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. The b'nei Yisrael are my avodim. V'hoog v'kona odein la'atzmai tiratza. He bought himself another master, his ear gets pierced. So the Farshim asked the question, why do we pierce the ear now for Geneva if it stole 6 years ago? We should have pierced the ear then. It did not hear the avav le'signai. A second question that Rav Shimon Schwab asks, Zechatzadik Levroche, second question that he asks is that the Leisignov that they heard at Har Sinai wasn't Leisignov of Mama. Leisignov of Avodim was being going of Nefashis. So what connection is there between there and over here? Here we're talking about he was Abraham Leisignov of money. But the Leisignov of Har Sinai was the Aseres HaDibris. That was being a going of Nefashis. What's the connection between the two? So there are those that say that the Leisignov of the Aseres HaDibris is Koyla Wolmine Gneva. That is just the Yisoid Advar, but from there it branches out into other Inyonim of Gneva. Of a Rav Schwab, Zatzal says a different shot. That the emes is that what is the Isra of Gaidim and the Farshis in such a chumridiki Inyon? What did you steal and from whom did you steal it? You didn't steal the person from his family, because his family doesn't own him. You didn't steal him from his father and mother, from his friends. They don't own him. They don't have a bias on him. You stole him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You became a master over him to control him any way you see fit. You became a master over him, so you were stealing him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means until now he was an Eved Hashem. And you took away his avdus of Hashem, and you broke that kesher between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu of being an Eved Hashem, and now you became the master over him. So you're stealing him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says, that's the pshat over here. Oizuzu sheshoma le'signai. What are you doing with the le'signai? You're taking a person away from his avdus of Hashem. And even by a meicharatzmai, ultimately it's also le'signai. By l'chetchilatake, we'll see in a minute. But right now, you're continuing that matzav of being an evet to somebody else. So that is the le'signai. You're stealing yourself away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be an evet of somebody else. He says, that's the Avla over here. And that's why we pierce his ear right now. The Mela look at Chila, he was desperate for money. So, fine. He was desperate for money. He can't hold a person responsible. He was overly signaling then. He didn't really want to. The desperation of life forced him into it. But now he was already here for 6 years, and he was rehabilitated. And now he has the ability of going out and starting his life over again. And Bedavki wants to remain over here, to remain an Eved L'Avodim, and not to be an Eved for Hashem. That's Lo Signa, you're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're stealing that Avdus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oizuzu Sheshom Al Harsina Lo Signa, now is when we pierce his ear. You did not deher b'chlau. With the Indian of that Lo Signa, he didn't hear b'chlau d'Avodim the way Avodim l'Avodim. The Torah says, V'Avodai L'Yaylam. You serve him forever. But Rashi brings down the Chazal that Li'olam over here does not mean forever mamish. Li'olam means Li'olam Yishel Yaylam. So why then does the Torah say Li'olam? It's mashma forever. What's the Li'olam? So in Lamdis, you know, Masechtas Kedushin, there's a Lamdis in the Achrayim. What is Yaylam exactly? Are you really selling him forever? No, Yaylam is a mafkia. Takes him away, or the name, you're only selling him until the Yaival is nafkamin is in halacha. They bring a ride from over here, the betzim, it's a mechira li'aylam, but the Yaival is a mafkir. But I once heard the pshat, what's v'avodai li'aylam? He serves him forever. Nebuch, we know that there was a parsha of the Cantonistan. Very, very terrible parsha in the history of Klal Yisrael, where little children were chopped away from their parents by the Tsar, Yamach Shemai v'zichrei. They were taken into his army, up Gishmat. They made them forget about their past, about their Messiah. They fed them tarfus. And after 30 years, finally, they came back home, and the tragedy was not yet over because they came back home. They were strangers to their family. They were strangers to their community. They were not looked at with rachmanis or with kavod. They were called derogatory names, and they suffered for the rest of their life. So even after they were freed, and even after they got back, but they remained with that stigma of being avodim, or as they say by certain, there's a certain slave mentality that remained with them. The Torah is telling us over here that this person that sold himself or allowed himself to remain an eved, the emphasis is that stigma remains with him forever. Because you have the opportunity to becoming free. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu paved the way for you. He made a halacha of Eved Ivri Sheishonim Yavid, and you go out free. And they treat you with respect. And you have no chayvis and no responsibilities, financial responsibilities for 6 years to get you on your feet. And you go, you leave with presents, tanik, loy mitzayin chum, yigarnachum, yigvecha, to get you on your feet again. And you had the opportunity of living a life of freedom, to serve Hashem, and now you gave that away, that stigma remains with you forever. And you're not zeichet to the siyata d'shmaya that the Yidden was zeichet to. When they went out of Mitzrayim, Hashem did everything possible to knock that slave mentality out. With nisiv and eflois, there was a hitzesi, the hitzalti, the ga'alti, the lakachti. These were all different stages in Yitzias Mitzrayim to knock out that slave mentality. Over here, you brought this upon yourself. Hashem created a person straight, and he created the possibility of him to remain straight. And you went the crooked way to bring avdus upon yourself. That stigma remains with you forever. That shows your whole hashkafas achayim is crooked. You don't realize what the purpose of life is. And then you have to work extra hard to be able to get yourself out of that mud that you created for yourself. That's v'avodei li'olam, the stigma of avdus, and not being a direct eved of Hashem, that remains with him forever. U'makya ova v'imay mois yumas, v'goynev ishu m'choray mois yumas, u'mekawal ova v'imay mois yumas. So makya ova v'imay mois yumas is chenek. The gain of ish u'mecharei mois yumas is skila, and mekawal of v'imay mois yumas is also skila. Now the question is, why was the Torah mafsik between makah of v'imay and mekawal of v'imay with the possibility of a gain of ish u'mecharei mois yumas? L'chayra, it would make sense to put the two dinim of Ava V'Imay right next to each other. Maka Ava V'Imay Mois Yumas B'chenek. Mekal Ava V'Imay Mois Yumas is with Skila. Why were they mavsig with V'Goyne V'Shem Achare Mois Yumas? So Shwam Zatzal says a very interesting pshat. The Chayetz Pel, how is it possible that a person can bring himself to hit his father and mother, or to give a klola chas v'shalom to his father and mother? How's that possible? So he says, we find it in Chazal. Chazal say in Masechtas Kiddushin Daf Lamed, Adi yodoch al tzavarei debereich, calls man, you have your hand on the neck of your son, that means you have a hashpa on him, so get him married. And Rashi says over there, because after that, he's just going to rebel. There's a certain age limit to when you have a hashpa on your son, you can tell him what to do. But past that age, you can't tell him what to do anymore. He's already free, he's on his own, and you can't impose your rutzen on him. So adi yodach al tzavari bereich, because man, you have your hand on the neck of your son, be mashpi on him, look, I'll be getting married, another in yonu. After that, it's not shy. So Dr. Schwab, that Chazal are telling us over here, that after that, you have no business imposing on him, and after that, you have no business enforcing your rutzen on him. Because what you're doing then is you're stealing. He's already on his own 2 feet. He's already a person that can think on his own. So you might suggest or whatever, but to impose your rutzen and to enforce it, when he reached such an age, that is only counter-effective. And that is a bechina of gainav ish. It's a bechina of stealing a person. What's stealing a person? We just said before, you're making him into your eved. Sometimes you find the type of parents, they have this strong hold on their children, and it causes tremendous problems. When they get married, it causes tremendous shalom bias problems. People have to learn how to let go and not to have imposed their ruts on their children when they reach a certain age. So the Torah is telling us over here, Bidavke put Goyin of Ishu Mechari between Maka of V'imai and Mekawal of V'imai. That is the common denominator between the two things. How does it reach a position, a place, where someone's Maka of V'imai or Mekawal of V'imai? Because you enforce things upon him when it was past the age limit. And after that, he'll snap and he'll rebel and he'll hit and he'll say things that he's not supposed to say. It was a very choshev yid, a very tiry yid, a yid of Bal Yisurim. He lived here in Munzi. And he told me it's a mitzvah to tell over his story. He says he was looking for a shidduch now for the third time. He says it's a mitzvah to tell your talmid in this ma'isa. It's a ma'isa shari kacha. I was a good bacher. They read him shidduch, and he was interested in a certain shidduch. And his father, B'Shem Eifin, did not want the shidduch. And he got into an argument with his father, and in the heat of the argument, he told his father, "Well, you want me to look for a third shidduch now, like you're looking for a third shidduch?" Jeez, the minute the words left his mouth, he saw the look on his father's, never a survivor of World War II. He saw the look of tzar on his father's face. He says he's looking for his third shidduch. No, that's first my goodness. Torah, the second shidduch did not work out. He says, and this will fire some. Tell me this mitzvah. Now a person has to be careful. So the emesis of Schwab says it's not an excuse because you see that he gets misa from Make over the imay, from the kalal over the imay. It's not an excuse. But parents have to realize that sometimes by being goyniv their son, and imposing their rutzen on them past a certain age, they could really be the goyim of it. The Torah tells us, Loisisa Shem Hashav, you should not be mekabel a false report. It's one of the isurim of Lashon Hara. The Gemara Masechtas Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Chesam and Aleph Darshins, Loisisa Shem Hashav. You could also read it, Loisasi Shem Hashav. Do not bear false tales about someone, because you're a chaytu machti as a rabbi. Because I'll say right before that, it says like Helen Tashlicha, I say that someone that speaks lashon hara, it's roy lashlicha in the club. Chofetz Chaim says a very ridiculous marshal over here. I'm just Chofetz Chaim. Besides everything, people don't see him. He was a genius in mashalim. So all the other things you could say about, he was a genius in mashalim. says a fellow woke up one morning and he can't talk. Mamish. He starts talking. His voice is croaking and he can't, the words don't come out. He's trying. It's a gate mission. He's going, sure. Never had anything like this before. He tries talking to his kids, to his wife, garnished. He doesn't know. Falls into a panic. What does he do? Maybe it'll get better throughout the day. It does not get better throughout the day. They go to one doctor, they go to a second doctor. Many have never heard of such a thing, just all of a sudden to stop talking. They did tests and more bedikas. Nothing. Nothing worked. His thoughts are imprisoned within his brain. He can't get them out. He can't articulate them. Can't communicate with his family. Can't communicate with his friends, with his business associates. Finished. His life is ruined. I can't say he falls into a matzav of yush. One day, a friend comes over to me and says, you know, there's supposed to be a world-renowned doctor in town. He's supposed to be a bucky in many fields. Maybe it's kedai to try him. He's miyuyish, but he'll grasp any piece of straw he can. So he takes a bundle of money, packs it in, you know, his doctor's going to cost him a zeik of the boy. He goes with his friend, and friend tells him, Vasa Gishen. So the doctor gives him a big, checks him, durch and durch, and he says, I've come across this before. He says, it's an infection, a bacterial infection on the vocal cords, and it freezes the vocal cords. He fidgets around in his satchel and he takes out a bottle of pills. He says, take two pills every day, and pretty soon you should be cured. Steiner. Really? So he motions to the doctor, what's the cost, how much? He says, you should be gesund stark. There is no cost, just get better. See, most of the medicine with all the drugs is probably expensive, you know. He says, you know what? When you'll get better, you'll come back and tell me the news. That'll be my biggest tsar. This fellow, like, he can't get over it. I'm not Dr. Manish. Number one, he was the only doctor to find the cure. But as our Gutzkeit, such a good-hearted doctor, doesn't want to pay for his services, doesn't want to pay for the medicine. He goes home. Takes the medicine by the end of the week already. End of the week, his voice is speaking it back to normal. Shabbos comes, more Shabbos. He makes a kiddush, mamish betazah, I saw habos, and he sings his neighbors, and his friends and his relatives, they heard about what happened. So they come to Vincha Mazel Tov and they give him brachas, he should be some shnag and misameach again. It's a maisa, this fellow, in the process of being misameach, he gets a little bit carried away. Maybe he has one glass too much to drink. And he starts describing what the doctor looked like. The doctor, man, he was like something from a different century. You should see his clothing, Amish old clothing, like Amish outmoded, like it's hanging baggy on him. And his glasses were Amish hanging onto the tip of his nose, making closer to the doctor, and his funny voice. The place is laughing, they're rolling from the Amish he's making of the doctor. Amish, are there any words to describe the hashchosa of this person? There's no words to describe the hashkasa. He says, Mele, if the doctor would have cured him on his foot or a stomach ailment, Stam, he's a kofui toimshen kamayu. He helped you from a tzara. But here the doctor gave you back your power of speech. And that very power of speech that the doctor gave you back, you're using to be mavaza him and to degrade him? Is there any greater hashkasa than that? So the Hele Yechavitz Chayim. The Rebbeinu Shel gave us a Toyah Chadibur. That is all Balei Chayim. None of the Balei Chayim are able to talk. A human being. He says, Ve'yitzer as Adam, Ve'yodam le'nefesh chaya, Zok the Targum Ungulus, L'ruach Namalala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted in us the Toyah Chadibur. And he made us special. And why did he give us this special attribute, this special Toyah Chadibur, to learn Torah, to daven, to praise Hashem, to help other people, to hear their tzaras and to advise them on their tzaras, to do chasadim. And what does a person do? He speaks Lashon Hara, or he speaks Rechilus, or he says Nevu Peh, and he uses a dibur, the greatest matana, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the person and he uses it against Hashem to be Mitzar HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is there any greater Hashosin than that? Those are the Chavetz Chaim HaGvaldik and Marshall. And he touches it into the Pasuk. There's a Pasuk in Tehillim. HaUmnam Ilein. Tzedek, it's a Kapitel in Ches Pasuk Beis. HaUmnam Ilein. Tzedek Tidabeirun. Neisharim Tishpetu B'nei Adam. So he says like this, HaUmnam Ilein. If you think to yourself in truth, you should all be human, like the regular Baal Chai. And if you think like that, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this kayak, then tzedek to that neighbor, then you're going to speak words of righteousness, the Torah is considered divrei tzedek. And I'm a zoi, meishorem tishtu v'nei adam, then they'll be able to be done adam l'kav schus. It's good that he has taka the kayak and divur. But first you have to picture yourself like an eling. I've been given a special kayak, and Hashem gave me that kayak, I have to utilize it for the best things possible. The pasuk says, "Uvechol asher amarti aleichem tishomeru." In everything that I told you, you shall be guarded. V'shem elohim acherim leis askiru lo yishama al pichu. And the name of other gods you should not mention; it should not be heard on your mouth. So the Vilna Gaon asks the question. It should have said, everything I commanded you, you should guard, you should keep. But why does it say, uvichol, and in everything, you shall be guarded. Loshon of Nifa. Should have said, Loshon Kal, Tishmeru. What's Tishomeru? We're going a very nice word. The Gemara says, the Mesechtes Kiddushin, the person's a shliach mitzvah, so shas mais, he doesn't fall into any damage. So what happens if a person, his father tells him, go be makan the mitzvah, shiluach hakein. And he goes up, he's makan the mitzvah, he's makan two mitzvahs over here where it says, l'man yarichin yomecha, shiluach hakein, tiburon, and he falls off and he dies. Islam. She says, where's the Shluchei Mitzvahim and Nizokin over there? Which Taka, that was a Maisa Shahoya, that was Acher. Taka witnessed that, and that's one of the ways they say that he went off the Derech. But anyway, so what are you going to say then about Shluchei Mitzvah? It's possible that he was thinking about Avodah Zarah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes on thoughts of Avodah Zarah over there, Machshav is Kemais. So Zok the Gro, that's Marumas of the Pasuk over here. Uvechoyu. With all the mitzvahs I told you, tishoneru, you will be guarded. That's why it says the Belosh Nifa. Ashluchei mitzvah einim nizokim tishoneru. But when? V'shem elohim acherim leisaz kihu. It's only if you don't have in your mind the names of other gods of Avodah Zarah, so then ashluchei mitzvah einim nizokim. So that Gemara is of the gross merumis in this pasuk over here. Agut and Shabbos, everybody.